Money Radio, thank you for joining us. And joining us now, it is a pleasure to welcome Anthony Nieves, Chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tony, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
The December non-manufacturing ISM report on business comes in at 55.3%. That's down 0.6 percentage point from the November reading of 55.9. And even though it's down, I think probably the first thing we need to remember is that any reading over 50 shows growth in the non-manufacturing side of the economy. So this is still a pretty good report.
It definitely is. And I think we should point out that the reason why the composite is down slightly for the last 2 months below the 12-month average of 57.2 is faster deliveries, which is a component of the composite index. It's one of the four components. We've had faster deliveries, and that has really impacted the overall index.
That is something I wanted to talk about, because one of the big changes in the December report was supplier deliveries down 4.5 to 48.5 from 53. Does that mean that those deliveries are slowing down now?
They're actually faster. Anything below 50 would be faster deliveries, and above 50 would be slowing deliveries. And the key thing in all of this is that typically what you see when you have a nice, strong economy where business activity is up and everything is kind of slowing down in the pipeline because of capacity issues, what has happened in this case, deliveries were faster due to the anticipated holiday season. Deliveries were brought in September, October, parts of November before the holiday, and also imports were down. And that kind of became an anomaly in how it affected the supplier delivery index.
Okay, so that kind of goes in line with a couple of other areas. Business activity and production was up, strong reading there at 58.7. New orders up, strong reading at 58.2. And the backlog of orders dropped down to a reading of 50.
Yes, and the backlog, we have to keep in mind that 50 shows that it's unchanged month over month. So it's right about the same level it was last month. It just hadn't had any rate change.
Now, I'd like for you to take a look with us, because earlier in the week on Monday, we had the manufacturing report, which came in negative 0.04 to 48.2 in December, contraction below that 50 level, down from 48.6. And we're seeing a gap between manufacturing side and non-manufacturing or services side of the economy. Non-manufacturing, very strong. Manufacturing, contracting. This seems to be a pretty wide gap that we've seen developing over the past few months. Is that correct?
That is. And I think that what we have to keep in mind is that manufacturing has been impacted more by the global markets. We have seen where the exports have gone down. The strength of the dollar has been a key factor for that. And when you're dealing in tangible goods, the production of tangible goods like you are on the manufacturing side, it's tied into commodity markets and supply and demand, and there's the global markets that you have to consider. When compared to the non-manufacturing side, you see on non-manufacturing, it's more about services, knowledge management, not as much reliant on tangible goods. There is more leeway in the pricing model. We see things from the information industry, professional scientific and technical services industry, management of companies and support services industry, consulting, all that kind of services that can be engaged without a steadfast, hardline cost as it would be with raw materials.
So does this gap between manufacturing and non-manufacturing tell us that the global economies are struggling, but the U.S. economy, the domestic economy, is still really pretty strong?
We're strong. We've been maintaining that path of steady incremental growth as we've had for the last 71 months for the non-manufacturing side. And it comprises more than 80% contribution to GDP, but we still have to be concerned about manufacturing. There's some interdependence there that we have to be careful of.
When we see this kind of a gap, it typically gets resolved. We get back to the mean, I would imagine. And as we do that, does that mean that non-manufacturing lifts up manufacturing, or manufacturing drags down non-manufacturing?
It could go either way, and it depends. The one thing, and not to get ahead of myself or think that this is the precursor to what may evolve down the road or develop down the road, manufacturing is typically led into recessionary periods, and it is led coming out of recessionary periods. What we're seeing now, I think, is different in the sense that there's a struggle because of this, what's going on in the global marketplace. And we had strife and all kinds of geopolitical issues that have to be contended with.
One area that looks good here is employment, up 0.7 at 55.7. And, of course, as long as we're continuing to create jobs, that's going to create demand. What does this also tell us about Friday's jobs report?
Well, this has always been pretty consistent. Our survey has been pretty consistent or aligned with what we see on the jobs report. It was reflected like that in the previous months, and I think that we should see something decent come out on Friday.
We're looking for a fairly strong December jobs report. We had a strong December 2014 jobs report. The general consensus is that we'll have something fairly well above 200,000, which would make it one of the strongest years that we've seen, strongest 2 years back-to-back in quite some time.
It's consistent with everything that I'm seeing and hearing and reading about.
Anthony Nieves joining us. He is the chair of the Institute for Supply Management Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. The non-manufacturing ISM report on business came in at 55.3 in December, down slightly from the November reading of 55.9, but still a very strong reading. And helping us make sense of it all today, Tony Nieves. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.